USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump welcoming Democratic Governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, to the White House on Thursday. The president talking about his coronavirus task force and their response.
I think our whole group has been spectacular.
The president also comments on former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
General Flynn is a fine man, 35 years or so in the military. You don't get to be where he is by being bad.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says states reopening will help the economy. Kudlow says May will be a bit of a transition month. Kudlow also cited lots of pent-up demand and said the country can produce and spend its way out of this pandemic. Some governors have opted to extend stay-at-home orders, while others have announced phased-in reopening plans to return it to some sense of normalcy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
3.8 million people filed for unemployment last week, bringing the total number out of work to 30 million. The biggest state increases, according to the Department of Labor, include Florida, Connecticut, West Virginia, Louisiana, and Texas. A new Gallup poll shows that party affiliation plays a role in determining willingness to leave the house right now and get on with life, despite the coronavirus. A new poll shows overall that nearly 1 in 5 people would be willing to return to normal life right now in a survey that was completed between April 20th and the 26th. That's up 13% from a survey completed between April 2nd and April 6th. Broken down into party affiliation, 44% of Republicans surveyed are ready to get back to normal life. Meanwhile, 22% of those who consider themselves politically independent and only 4% of Democrats say they're ready to return to their normal activities right now. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Four-legged friends are being tasked into service when it comes to the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Dogs are being trained to sniff out the coronavirus at universities in Pennsylvania and in the UK in what experts say could revolutionize screening for the illness. The life-saving dogs will be used to screen people at airports, businesses, and hospitals to prevent the pathogen from spreading. According to researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, the canines can identify malaria infections in humans, and now they hope to train and deploy 6 coronavirus-sniffing dogs to airports in the United Kingdom. At the University of Pennsylvania, 8 Labrador retrievers started their training this month, learning to identify an odor which is related to COVID-19. Other canines in the past have been trained to detect malaria and cancer.
A coffee shop owner who employs people with disabilities says a small business loan means a lot to her.
80% of people with disabilities in our country are unemployed. And so for a lot of our employees, for most of them, working here at Biddy & Bo's Coffee was their first job ever, their first paycheck.
Amy Wright, owner of Biddy & Bo's Coffee, tells Fox News she was able to rehire her employees through the Paycheck Protection Program, and they're now working from home. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.